day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on.
That is Ella Fitzgerald with Blue Skies. She is our Artist of the Week for Black History Month. And there's a great write-up from Lizzo over at thecurrent.org talking about Ella Fitzgerald's influence on her career and her influence in music in general. Definitely worth checking out. Before Ella Fitzgerald, we heard Lucy Michelle and Chris Koza doing their very non-Cher version of the Cher song, Believe. I thought it was pretty enjoyable. You know, certainly a different take, but you can catch those guys. They're playing on Valentine's Day over at the Cedar Cultural Center. It's The Current's Morning Show with Jade and Sean.
Hey, good morning to you guys. Time to take a look at today in music history. We've got sort of a bowing out for our history highlight, but looking today, back in 1964, that's when the Beatles made their live U.S. television debut on the Ed Sullivan. Oh my goodness, this tongue thing of mine, what's this deal? The Ed Sullivan Show, there you go. They performed five songs, including their number one hit at the time, I Want to Hold Your Hand. An estimated 73 million people watched the program. Also today, back in 1972, because it's just a Beatles mania day, Paul McCartney, he made his live debut with Wings. That's his side project. I think they made some excellent, excellent music. If you haven't checked out Wings and you're a fan of Paul McCartney or you're a fan of the Beatles, just dive into that world a little bit. But they had a surprise concert today back in 1972. 1985, a little bit more on the poppy side of things. Madonna started a 3-week run at number one on the U.S. album chart with Like a Virgin. And CNC Music Factory, if you remember that band from the early 90s. Well, back in 1991, they had a 2-week run at number one on the U.S. singles charts with Gonna Make You Sweat. Couple of birthdays. Singer-songwriter Barry Mann, he penned such hits as the 1960s pop hit Saturday Night at the Movies, You've Lost That Love and Feeling. He is 77. And Carole King, we listened to her for today's Random Vinyl. She is 74 today. Happy birthday, Carole King. But today for our history highlight, we're taking a look at Iggy Pop and the Stooges. Back in 1974, they performed their final concert at the Michigan Palace in Detroit. And it was not the smoothest of shows. Iggy Pop taunted and verbally abused the audience throughout the entire concert and had pieces of ice and eggs. Who brings eggs to a concert? Apparently fans of Iggy Pop, and beer bottles. Those were all thrown at him while they were performing. The Stooges later reunited in 2003, and they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2010. Iggy Pop just put out a new album. He's going on tour. And let's go back, though, to that very last show that they performed in Michigan, or at the Michigan Palace in Detroit, rather. This is a song they played during that last show. It's Iggy and the Stooges. It's Gimme Danger. It's our history highlight on The Current.
Give me danger, little stranger, and I'll feel your disease. There's nothing in my dreams, just some ugly memories.